Chapter 4. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it upon your own lust. You adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that the friendship of the world is enmity with the Almighty? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of the Almighty. Do you think that the Scripture said in vain, the Spirit that dwells in us lusts to envy? But he gives more grace. Wherefore, he said, the Almighty resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to the Almighty. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to the Almighty, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up. Don't speak evil of one another, brethren. He that speaks evil of his brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you're not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you that judges another? Come now, you that say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you do not know what shall happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For that you ought to say, if Yahweh will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin.